Hey, I'm Adam Carolla, and that's my buddy.
I'm Ray Oldhofer.
That's Ray Oldhofer. And you like what you hear? Do you enjoy the show?
Yeah, I do.
Many do. And we have a little pirate ship here, and the way it works is you share it with a friend. So if you like this show, turn a buddy onto it. Turn a schoolmate, turn a coworker, and or lover onto the show, and thank you in advance.
Hi, everybody. This is Pat O'Brien. Either your grandfather, your father, or you grew up with me doing sports for the last 30 years, plus all the entertainment and pop culture things that I did, all those red carpets for you out there. Now, we're putting all that in a podcast, The Pat O'Brien Show. Go to iTunes and find it. Go to thepatobrienshow.com. We're here. We work for you on The Pat O'Brien Show. Thanks.
This is Carolla Digital.
Taking calls, home improvement tips, straight from the ace man's lips to those in need. They cover it all, A to Z, roof to basement and in between. Ray's on the ladder and Ace got the hammer. Fixing your trouble with hilarious banter. So send your emails to the Porcelain Punisher with his old buddy Ray. It's Ace on the House.
Oh yeah, mandate, get it on. We're here to get it on. All we do is get it on. Ace on the roof, get it on. Mandate, get it on. It's me.
It's me, the Ace Man.
It's me, the Ace Man, literally a millionaire. Listen up, kiddies. We're taking your construction questions. That's my buddy, Razo. Razo? What you up to these days? Actually, that'll be Chris Bohm, my other childhood friend, my other buddy. We call him Beetlejuice, and we call him Fat Dad. We also have my buddy here. You might know him. In fact, you should know him. His name is Lorenzo Neal. Lorenzo, welcome to yet another edition of Ace on the Roof.
I'm so excited to be on Ace on the Roof, because, you know what, I just had bought a foreclosure in Hanford, California. You know what, and I looked at the roof, and I don't know if it's got some shakes on the top. I don't know, should I just go ahead and pressure
wash? In California, you're not allowed to have shake anymore, Lorenzo. It's against fire code. Come on, we all know that one.
I know, but what do I do? Should I just leave it, or you think I should go ahead and scrape it and when I change title, or you think I should just leave it for a couple more till I? What are you thinking there, Ace?
Well,
if I can get away with it, I don't really want to pay $3,000-$4,000.
If I were you, I'd leave the shake. I like shake. It's pretty.
Shake does look good when it's in good shape.
Right. Unless it catches fire, then it doesn't look good. When it catches fire, that's time to get out of the house.
Tinderbox. Yeah, it's crazy.
By the way, Ace is not here today. He's on to bigger and better things than this, and we wish him luck, and we know he's doing well, and you're missed, Adam. So we have Lorenzo Neal here and Chris Bohm, like I said. How many kids do you have, Chris?
7.
How's that going?
It's going great.
It's a lot going on.
It's awesome. It's a lot going on daily, but it's good.
You all right? You tired?
Never having a baby again. I'll never change another diaper.
Well,
I tried to tally up, like, you know.
My goddaughter is how old now, Olivia?
It's like 250,000 diapers. Olivia is 5, going to be 6, December 10.
She is so cute, too. And then the oldest is Sarah, who is...
No, actually, I counted Lexi, my stepdaughter, because I raised her. She's in Vermont.
Great. And she's 23. Wow.
Yeah.
And how old is Sarah Licious?
15. 16 this month.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Is she already driving around?
And you got to bring it, too. It's her sweet 16. You're going to have to dig deep.
We missed the quinceañeras. Missed that. Thank God you're... Well, you might be. Actually, you know what? There is a theory out low. Now, Chris, with his past, because he comes from a little bit of a shady past, Chris might be Octoroon. This is true.
No.
Am I right? Chris.
Well, Chris, don't let here. See, he'll
it's
throw
all
you,
right.
He'll throw you under the bus, Chris.
That's not under the bus. We've talked about this many a time.
Chris, just know friends are like buttons on an elevator. They could take you up or down. And right now, he's trying to take you down.
That's why
I'm fast.
You are too.
Question: since he's your daughter's godfather,
right.
She's getting ready to turn 16. You're in luck. So that means Uncle Ray here's got to buy the car.
He's got to bring it.
Bring it, baby.
Listen, if I need to contribute, I definitely will, and you know that.
Yeah, and at least she's being honest about it. She says she wants cash, which is great.
Cash is king.
Yeah.
I don't know about in this economy anymore. I think we're going to with all the way the government shut down and cash is becoming our country, and it's crazy. Better be buy gold. Tell her gold instead of cash.
Gold.
So I got to get some gold now? Yep. All right. I can do it. I'll do it. Hey, Matt, what do we got up there?
We got lots of great video questions, Twitter questions, all that good stuff. We also want to remind fans to please check out aceontheroof.com. Send us your questions, aceonthehouse@adamcarolla.com. And before we get going, you know, before we started recording, I was talking with Chris, and he mentioned that he's been working on a high rise for over a year now, and I was just curious if you want to talk about that a little bit.
We were just shooting the breeze, and I'm a superintendent for a company, and we work only in high rises called tenant improvement work, and it is just such a pain in the ass just going in these places. Or I mean, they've got to run a tight ship if they've got 40 floors of constant operation, and it's it's a big deal, but it is. It's some bullshit, too. Some real.
Chris, I don't know if you know this, but this is called Ace on the House.
Oh, yeah, not in the high rise.
Not in the high rise, right. So let's wrap this up, huh? What's your point?
I want to get to a video.
Hey, and by the way, in the booth today, as usual, we have Matt, the Porcelain Punisher Fondelier, and we have Gary. And we thank you both very, very much. So,
thanks, guys.
And we have the great Lorenzo Neal here, who is also a, how do you say this?
Corolla Digital podcast personality.
And a big-time landowner. So he knows how to build. He does construction also. And he's more than willing to jump in here.
And if you missed our last episode with Lorenzo, he's also a 17-year NFL veteran.
Everybody
knew
that.
What?
Hey, man.
Yeah.
Gotta put it out there. Don't bury the lead.
That's why you guys got the best producers in the world. Big G.
There you go. Yeah. Thank you, Gary. And Lorenzo, 8 teams, right?
Yeah, I think so. Played so many teams and took so many hits. You know, those brain concussions. And so that's why I'm keeping asking you, what do I do with my house? Do I paint it? Do I leave it unpainted? Just leave it with stucco and don't paint it?
I would just say chemically treat the roof and hope for the best. I really would. And by the way, Lorenzo, Chris, we both played ball too. Lorenzo, 5'10", 5'11", natural 250.
That's crazy.
And not fat. And wrestling champion.
Yeah, but he's slow.
No. What was your best? What was your 40 time, Lo?
It was slow. I'm going to leave it as you said. Exactly.
4.7?
I think my fastest ever was a 4.58.
That's fast.
No.
Because I was up at like 5.2.
No, you were not. You were like 4.7, 4.8. You were not. You were tight end. I did like a 4.5.
Lying. I believe it. No, 4.5 is really not that fast. I mean, no. I ran a 4.6. So
what did Vic run?
4.3 back in the day, so
that's flying. 40 yards flying.
God, man.
All right, Matt, let's go to that video.
Let's do it. We got a great video question from Evan in Concord, California, and here it is.
All right.
Howdy, Adam and Ray. I'm at my parents' house. I'm doing some work around it to fix it up for them.
What
before
we're
they
looking
sell
at
it.
Is a pool.
There's
outdoor.
A bit of an eyesore here with the slide.
A concrete slide.
And I was wondering what you guys would do to help fix this thing up. You can see that the seal on it is stained and broken and has some cracks in it. And if I get a little bit closer, you can see that on the inside, or rather outside edge, it's broken up and ugly. So I wanted to see if it was possible to take the seal off, redo that, fix up the cracks, dig out a trench around the edge here, reshape it with some concrete, and seal it all the way back up. Wondering how you would go about doing that, and maybe if possible, change the color to something a little more palatable. Thanks. Bye.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
First concrete slide ever, circa 1970, we were looking at, with brickwork to boot, mulch, and look like ass.
It looks the yellow, nasty ass, nicotine color. Freaking, yeah, busted up like hell.
What do you think, Lo? What's a good way to fix this? I got some ideas. Let's see what you got.
Well, definitely got to pressure it down, clean it. I don't know if you put a seal in. It might be too warped. It might be almost have to might pull it. If you want to change the color and stuff for it really look good, you might have to just redo the slide. I don't know if you can really bring that back to if you want it to look really, really good aesthetically with the cracks and how that look. I don't know if you can get it to be really, really pretty.
I'd make it a fucking planner.
Well, I think that the actual pool plastering guy would, you know, could do just like he does inside the pool, and that's jackhammer a bunch of, you know, chips in it
some new plaster
and
on.
Just completely replaster it from, you know, from scratch, and you can make that plaster whatever color you want.
You can, but I think he's looking for. This is a do-it-yourselfer guy. Fix it. I would.
Oh, yeah. He's screwed.
I could pressure. Yeah. Hire somebody. No, I'd pressure wash it, and then you can actually stain it. You know, you could. But you're going to have to go darker because you're not going to get that browns, those deep browns out of there. You might be able to if you bleach it and pressure wash it, but it's still going to be all funky. And if you want a uniform color, you could black. Stain the whole thing, yeah.
What, you know, I've had those truck liners that kind of stuff. You know how with
the plastic liner. Yeah. You could spray it with a bunch of different top. You know, you could spray it with that poly.
Well, I know exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's not plastic.
Polyurea. No, it's not poly. It's poly. It's a new thing. It's like that Rhino liner.
Yeah.
You could spray it with that kind of stuff.
Got to clean it though. If he's trying to redo it, he's gonna.
Yeah, and also get some landscaping up there. You got that barren hill. Hide this thing a little bit. Then it looks like you're coming out into something, and it'd be much more palatable. And by the way, that can't be yours. It's got to be your parents. So with that said.
Hold on. I want to say this. It's going to be a lot of fun trying to clean that slide and have that ass water go right into your pool.
Yeah, but you can, you know, you could deter that.
You're going to have to make a trough and get it going somewhere else, but it's not going to be easy. There's going to be.
As Adam said last week, a flume. Make a flume. Got a flume there, Razo? All right. Let's go. Next one. What do we got, Matt?
Next up, we got an email. Hey, guys, get it on. 35 years old, homeowner three times over, but just sold one of the two condos my wife and I own in Chicago. Sorry, Ray. Question is about the basement ceiling in our house in Milwaukee. We're remodeling the basement, which has shitty drop ceilings right now. In order to gain a little extra height, as I'm 6'1", we're thinking of leaving the ceiling joists open and just painting. Or painting or coating everything black like in industrial applications. We'd probably grab some can lights in the bays to save on space as well. As pics show, there will be some exposed pipes and conduit, which we would secure to joists. Wondering what your thoughts are on this or any other suggestions you may have. We don't really want to drywall the ceiling. Thanks.
And that's in Wisconsin?
They said the house is actually in Milwaukee.
Milwaukee. Hmm. Okay, what you're looking at is a bunch of open beams. They look like, what are those, Chris Lorenzo, 2x10 or something?
Yeah, well, 2x12 it looks like, and then it's got the 2x4, you know, cross bracing for support, and then it's got galvanized either. It's probably just plumbing vent pipe, it looks like. But
no, those look like supply lines.
That middle one, Ray, is too big to be a supply line, and there would be.
No, but I'm talking about the other ones. The other ones look like electrical, too.
That's true.
He's got a mash of everything.
That's definitely electrical, the other.
Yeah,
I think that's a decent idea, the spray painting the whole thing where he's going. I mean, it would get you a little more height. Drop ceiling's going to kill you there. And if I were to paint it black, you got to do flat black. paint it flat black so it doesn't have so much pop and it won't direct your eye up all the time.
Oh, you'd paint the hardwood? You'd paint the red? The
Everything.
Paint all black, huh?
Yeah, I paint the whole thing.
But then look at the rest of the room. It's
right, but it wouldn't kill it, you know, or paint it all flat white.
I like the white,
I'd go to the white. I'd go to the flat white.
Right. And
get rid of the drop ceiling, do a flat white.
Yeah.
And maybe if you like the industrial look is you mask off all the different metals, and especially because you're putting new cans in, all the electrical feeding it, if you keep all that stuff exposed in silver, it's kind of cool as well.
Yeah, it'll look good versus painting it where you want everything to disappear, but that kind of stuff can't disappear. Chris, good aesthetic eye.
Give me some, Chris. Me and you, baby.
Mm-hmm.
You guys got it done. Hey, we are taking care of the people. Ooh. And by the way, every Saturday on iTunes or our app, listen to RayandLorenzo.com. You will have fun, and it is fun. So please do that. We will appreciate it.
Chris, what'd you think? You came in for a little. It was entertaining.
It was good. It was good. I agreed
you
with most of it,
too. You witnessed the tail end.
Wow. Yeah.
You should have came 5 minutes earlier. Gary and I almost had, well, actually, we all almost had heart attacks.
Yeah, you should definitely listen to this week's Ray and Lorenzo. It's available now, and it features our good friend D2 getting
D2'd.
He was getting after it.
Yeah. He looked like he was drinking some some Caucasians. Big Lebowski style.
D2 too many. Yes. All right, what else we got?
All right, well, we got another email here. This is from Justin in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Hey, guys, my roommate and I rent a house. This is our garage, roughly 23 foot by 23 foot. We have 9 8-foot fluorescent lights. We work on a lot of cars, trucks, and bikes, so these lights are going on all the time. Would it be worth it for us to replace these? And if so, what would you recommend? Thanks for the help.
Well, Chris, you are big on lighting. I know that.
Yeah, I'll tell
you. Along with me. You know I am, too. You don't need to waste those watts.
Shut the light. Put a timer on it. Can't you shut the light?
Number one. Listen, you got to do it. Hey, Lorenzo's heading out. Lorenzo ain't feeling good. Lorenzo, I dig you, and I will see you later. Thank you, Lorenzo. Chris, what are we going on here?
Yo, I'll tell you what they got that's pretty bitchin' stuff that are fluorescent replacements are LED bulbs that fit in the same fixture in many, many cases.
And how long have those been around, Chrissy?
Not long. Like a couple of years, just a year or two, but they're
so they got the double pin and all that?
They got the whole thing fits in there. And talk about saving on electrical. I don't know about how the ballast and all that works. A lot of the industrial ones are 277 volt, but those look like 120s. So
does the ballast come when you change out to LED, does the ballast come in the bulb? Or is there a converter in there or something?
Well, that actual fixture has its own ballast, that fixture that they have.
But
so
I'm saying if you change out the bulb, what does the bulb have in it?
If you have just a regular electrical socket, there is, because most LED, Ray, you're right, is 12 volt. So there is a step-down small transformer that have gotten so small now, just like a little freaking chip anymore. It used to be, you know, the size of your fucking heart. Anyway, so they have bulbs that snap right in there. Might want to check that out, and you can get, you know, super, super bright and super efficient. But the Ace Man would say right here, just put a timer on it or shut the light.
Yeah, you got to put a timer. You should put a timer on it anyway, tell you the truth. You are in the garage. It is a good idea. And, hey, save the planet, man. And, by the way, your garage is super cool. I like that.
Yeah, I love that shit.
Yeah, it's really good. I want to go there. What else we got, Matt, Gare?
Well, you know, we're still working on getting some calls. That's why I'm reading a bunch of emails to you. But I figure you guys like the pictures.
We don't have any calls yet?
Oh, we've won. We have one call, but let's wait till we get a few more.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
And by the way, you guys who are listening should follow us on Twitter at Ace on the House, because that is how you will know when we're taking calls. Usually we record Wednesday mornings, just FYI. But here's another email from Dale in Portland. Hey, guys, love the show. I'm having trouble finding a place to put a 60-inch TV in my family room. My current entertainment center doesn't really fit in the room, but it occurred to me that the TV is almost exactly the same size as the gas fireplace we never use.
Wow.
I considered permanently removing the fireplace.
They have some juxtaposition in this picture right now, which...
This is awesome.
What year is this?
So he says, I considered permanently removing the fireplace and mantle, but my real estate agent advised against that plan. What do you think about me hiring a cabinet maker to create a temporary cap that would go over the fireplace? I could then mount the TV onto the cap, and when it comes time to sell the house, I could remove the cap, leaving the fireplace in its original condition. The cap would somehow have to be strong enough to support a 100-pound TV without permanently damaging the mantle. Is this a good or a bad idea? Besides cutting off the gas to the fireplace, what should I do to temporarily decommission the fireplace? Thanks for the advice.
Leave the fireplace alone, first of all, and it's not going to bug your TV at all. Just mount that thing up. Wouldn't you say, Chris?
It's either that. I think it'd look a hell of a lot better over the fireplace.
Yeah.
On top of it.
Or even offset a little bit. If you have like get a reticulating arm, put it on that, and then you can pull it out to any adjustment you want.
Right. But as far as decommissioning the fireplace, close the flue, cut a piece of plywood. I mean, if it's going to be hidden, cut a piece of plywood the size and just set it in there if it's going to be covered. Secondly,
Put something ornate on it. You know, you can get a screen that looks halfway decent, so it looks more like art versus that.
Right. And if it's a 60-incher, I'm looking at this thing. It seems like you could just keep the TV's pedestal on it, especially if it's temporary, and just set it on that freaking brick stoop that's in front of it and test drive it like that for a bit.
I'd get it up, though. Get it up off of the ground.
Right. Yours is low.
Mine where?
No.
No, reticulating arm.
Living room.
Reticulating arm. Hi. Come on, man.
You was low for a long time.
That's just because I was lazy and I didn't put up the arm. That's a whole different thing now.
Haven't been over in a while.
You're not going to either.
Nope, because we're moving.
Could be. And that's all right. But, yeah, I would get that thing up off the ground. It would look a lot better. And then if you get the arm on it, I don't know, it'll accommodate anything. There's like 9,000 TVs that one setup accommodates. So you can figure it out, and that's your best go at it. I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
All right. But listen, that reminded me of a funny story I got. Here I go. Help me out here, Ray. Now, I was doing a demo. We were demolishing a space that was like a little voiceover studio, much like this studio. It had raised floors. There was all kinds of airspace in the walls and thick glass.
You know, I built this thing, yeah?
Anyway, and we were talking about gold as well. So we're extending this place that does – they trade gold. There's actual, you know, broke guys that come in at 5 in the morning and trade gold on the market. Anyway.
What, they bring like ingots and cougarans and all that, whatever?
They buy and sell. And I'll talk about the gold business in a minute. Let me finish my freaking TV story real quick here. It's funny to me anyway. We'll see if it's funny to anybody else. Hello. Anyway, we're demoing this place, and there's all kinds of felt on the walls like here. We're demoing this place. There's a demo company. We undo a wall, and there's one of those, you know, those, what do you call the rear projection, like 50-inch TVs that roll. They're in a box. They're old school right before the
projection TV.
Projection TV, right? And they roll around like a box. We found one inside of a wall that was up. It was up like 2 feet when you pulled off the little Velcro little cover, you know, in the studio. It was a TV, so I was like, well, they left it here, and the people moved out, so I gave it to my guy, my assistant. Said, you can have this thing. So a Mexican framer walks in, Mexican dude, and he goes, hey, and the way that it was up on a pedestal, he goes, that's how we make Mexican plasma TVs. We make it look like a plasma. You put it in your garage, flush with the wall, and you demo the stucco out and make a bump out in the stucco. So it looks like a plasma from the inside. But on the outside, it looks like fuck because you just destroyed your house to cover the back of the TV, the depth of the TV. Ray, come on, Ray.
That's really funny. No, I got you.
There's actually a cutout in my bedroom at the house me and Matt share for that exact purpose.
From the 80s or something?
Yeah.
Like when they were really big. Yeah, it's kind of bizarre.
That's a Mexican plasma right there. I thought it was one of the funniest things I've ever heard because I've never seen it done.
If it was done in like the 70s, I get it. Now, no, it kind of freaks me out.
If you went down the side of a house and you saw a big bump out in the stucco that was shaped like the back of one of those TVs, I would fucking fall down.
I would, yes. Right. I'm with you. I'm trying to make fun.
The listeners liked it.
Yeah, they did. That was a great story. Hey, you got some more?
You know what? All irony aside, if you have more stories, feel free.
You know, I'm a professional at this.
Yeah, we can tell. You're on your game, buddy.
Okay.
Yeah. Want to talk about your kids?
No.
All right. How's your house doing?
My house is falling apart. I'm a licensed general contractor, and my house is just 1938, five-bedroom, five-bath, completely falling apart. Every bathroom leaks. I got mold. I got...
Jesus Christ. The kids are sick. What else is wrong?
Exactly.
How's everything else going?
I walked into the baby's room, and the bamboo floor I laid down is now raised up like for when I walk on it, it goes... Because there's fucking water under there.
No.
I swear to God.
Really?
I swear to God. The fucking door doesn't open. It hits the floor.
Yep. And that's my buddy, Chris.
Oh, my God. It drives me crazy. Well, the house was built on slab. There's a very small basement in one section for the furnace. But
it's
95% on slab. All existing galvanized piping in the slab. So many faucets, you turn out, are rust for some time until that shit clears up.
Now, do the kids get a bath in that?
Yep.
Yep. So you'll bathe the kids in rusty water?
Mineral rich.
Yeah, that's true. You know what? You're giving them, that's a benefit.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to grow up healthier that way.
It's a natural.
Little rust never hurt anybody.
It's a natural exfoliant.
There you go. Way to go.
We're really cooking, Ray.
Jesus Christ. Hey, Matt, what else we got? Oh, fuck.
Ooh. All right.
I asked for it.
Gentlemen, grab your hardwood. It's time for Just the Tip.
Just the Tip.
Chris, you might not know this, but we do a segment called Just the Tip. And
I do, too.
And that's Matt's work, that intro there. And there's an outro, and that's why I'm stalling now. But
just for a minute, just to see how it feels?
Yeah. You know. Anyway, Matt, good work. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Hey, so the tip this week. You know when you're using a hole saw, Chris?
Yep.
All right. Now you're going through whatever you're going through, whatever the dimension of the hole is, but how they heat up.
Oh, yeah.
And then the serration and the gullet on the bit gets clogged, so you got to take it out.
And what a son of a bitch to get that piece out, because
oh,
it's been heated
hard
up and it swells up into the bitch.
Aha, but here, hold on one second.
Invention time.
Not an invention, just being a little bit smarter than the bit, which is sometimes hard to do. But what you do is you don't go at such a fast speed, so you don't have to take it out and clean it out with your finger or a nail or, you know, wire brush or what have you.
Right.
You just leave it there. You go... First of all, you don't go that fast. Go forward and then give it a beat or two and then go in reverse.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Does and then, it break it loose?
No, it breaks everything off. Loose. Go forward again. By the way, cleaner cut. By the way, falls out. Imagine that.
Imagine that. Let me
it
tell
works.
You what you now don't get me going. What pisses me off about those bits also, I've just been I got a story.
Go ahead.
Most material you're going through is either 3/4 or 1.5 inches. To put, just let's say, a desk grommet, which is about 2 inches. You can get 1.5 inches all the way up to 3 inches to put
right,
a desk grommet.
Right, to feed your cable and
to
what have you
to put your cords and stuff through, right? Well, a lot of times you want them in toward the back, of course, because it's behind your computer and what have you. And there, a lot of times it's 1.5 inches thick there because there's a cleat, a wall cleat.
That you have to get through.
That you have to get through as well. Those bits are 1.25 inches deep. It drives me effing insane.
Yeah, but can't you set the center to get a little deeper and then hit it from the bottom?
Well,
or just get the deep ones.
Right. That's what I'm saying, Ray. Why? Here's the thing. It's the same problem I have with a skill saw. Skill saw doesn't cut through a 4x4. It cuts 2.5
right.
inches. It doesn't cut 3.5 inches. Fucking really? Who made this shit up?
All right.
All right, I'm getting excited. All right, Ray.
Go ahead. You
and our producers are so, listen, they're distracted. They're off, man. This whole show's off. Let's get it together.
Wow. Hey, you know what you can do?
Let me tell you something. Well, if the Ace Man were here, these guys would be fucking nose up to the window.
Oh, you're kidding.
But right
laughing
now, it's
at
like
everything,
fucking vacation.
Handing. Like, oh, Adam, you're the greatest.
Yep, it's fucking vacation time in there. They haven't looked at us once. They're just like
they're
pushing
just
buttons and
head.
Shit. Yeah.
It's fine. But you know what you can do? Visit us on aceontheroof.com.
They're playing Electronic Battleship back there.
Dude, am I trying
what
to do the plug?
This?
Why
I'm
are you doing?
I'm trying to plug the show.
I'm trying to plug the show. Would you shut up?
Electronic
Can't
Battleship?
Can't you see what I'm doing? What's Electronic Battleship? Nobody even knows what that is.
C4, direct hit.
All right, listen, go to aceontheroof.com, click the PayPal button, and subscribe.
Do
please.
It.
Also, click through Amazon link. We'd appreciate that. Also, follow me on Twitter at Ray Oldhofer.
How many followers you got, Ray?
Almost 10,000.
10,000.
Yep, I do. And by the way, don't miss Ray and Lorenzo every Saturday on iTunes and our app, Ray and Lorenzo. Chris, what else you got?
What's that app got going?
No. It's the Adam Carolla app, the one for the whole
Our
network.
App.
All right,
you can
but
also
he didn't
find
make
us.
It sound like that.
But you can also find us on RayandLorenzo.com. I think that's what he meant.
All right, but I'd
yeah.
like to, I think we ought to think up a Ray app and see, you know.
What's it going to do?
I don't, that's
Uh-oh,
what
careful.
I'm, that, come on.
Careful. Treading lightly here.
Just the tip.
Fellas, hey, we got any phone calls?
Yeah, you know, we do. Take a look at your monitor.
I have been.
Yeah, can you
and
light
not
that
on.
Shit up?
How's that going? You guys are fucking dropping.
Yeah, sorry.
Where's
I'm,
Adam?
I'm going to, yeah.
You know what Adam would do right now? It would be brutal. Brutal.
What the hell's going on back there?
Listen, Gary, I'm not even going to say your nickname because I don't like it. Listen, Porcelain Punisher, let's get on the shtick. You know what I mean?
Hey, we've gone
Come
four
on.
We've gone
How
four
long
laps
have we been
on
doing this
already?
Show now, and you guys still don't have it down?
How many laps are we going to do
many,
on this?
Yeah. How many times are we going to revisit this thing? Listen, who's the millionaire?
Somehow here.
All right, I got this. Right. Line one, we got
I
Chris.
Make
I
money.
Can't see that far.
I
Can
make
you read
money.
That for me?
Let me throw my glasses down, and I'll
really?
Read it for you. Yeah.
I cannot read that. I'm
old dude.
Oh, my God.
Do you know how to use the phone board?
Yeah, I press number one, right?
There we go.
I got it. Nikki, 34, Modesto. What's happening?
Hello, man. How are you?
Good. How
good,
are you?
How you doing?
I'm good, but I could be better.
And why is that?
Well, because it gets about 142 degrees where I live, you know, give or take.
Wait, did you say 142?
Yeah, I said give or take.
I mean, isn't that
okay,
like the hottest place on Earth then? Okay,
I say take.
Yeah, take about 30. It gets about, you know, 104 sometimes. Hottest is like 110.
Right.
Okay,
so what's going on with you?
Once it gets over about 98 or 100 outside, my air conditioner will kick off. The circuit breaker will blow.
Is it on a is your air conditioner on a dedicated circuit?
I believe it's maybe hooked up with a stove, according to someone handwritten, and we don't own the house. Yay!
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I know, right? Why would I want to pay for all the fix-it stuff when my landlord could do it?
Right. The stove's not going to draw anything. Here's what's happening. When it gets hot, that compressor in the air conditioner calls for more juice, as well as the breaker itself in the box gets warmed up and it trips more easily than it would regularly when it's a bit cooler. There's two things. First of all, the good news for you get to call the landlord, right?
If that's good news.
Right, you've been paying.
And then they don't return your call. You know that one.
You've been paying your rent on time?
Next question?
Ouch.
All right, well, sorry about that.
No.
But point is this, that you need one of two things, an air conditioner that draws less amperage, or, which you probably
that
don't want to do, or they can change the breaker. Say it's a 30-amp breaker. They can change it to a 40-amp breaker, and it won't do that.
And you won't have that problem anymore. And Chris is right on this, by the way.
So
wow.
I get a Mexican, pay him $20 and 24 of...
Whoa,
and,
whoa.
Why, do you know a Mexican electrician? Then yes. Doesn't matter.
So, and I've got a shake roof. Will it pop off
any, here we go.
Sparks from the air conditioner, right?
No, you're fine.
No sparks
okay
come out of
that.
The air conditioner.
No, that's not going to happen.
You never know with me.
Well, you know, do you smoke?
No.
Does your husband or anybody you know?
No.
No one you know
but
smokes.
But some 4th of July.
Because you could send him on the roof, have him smoke on the shake. You'll be fine. No, you'll be fine anyway, regardless. I hope that helped
okay
you out.
Is it actually? Because I just know that I have to replace, you know,
the breaker.
The
yeah,
breaker
not that big of a deal. Pretty easy fix.
I probably couldn't do it myself, but I can get someone.
Go to Home Depot. Take a picture of your panel. Go to Home Depot. Go to the electrical place or go to any place. Show them what you have from your phone and let them set you up and help you out. You got a man in your life?
Yes.
Okay. Have him do it. Go do it with him. It could be like a little date you guys can have.
Yeah.
Could be fun.
You know how I think, just like Chris was saying, you're a contractor and your house is falling apart. My husband is a landscape architect. You think we have any kind of landscape?
Hell no.
Oh, no. You got a dead lawn and all that kind of stuff?
You got hard pan out there.
You don't want to come home and do your work, so.
There you go. Well, I hope he's doing you well, though. Mm. Yes, right?
Matter of fact, this last night twice, so.
Oh, twice.
I didn't want to hear that. All right, with that, Nikki, good day to you. Get off that roof. Be well, you. Thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye, guys.
Line two, we got, what's this guy's name, Asher? Hey, Asher.
Hey.
How's it going, man?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. You're 28. You live in Montana?
You got it.
What part of Montana?
I live in southern Montana, Billings.
Asher, you know what I'm willing to bet? I'm willing to bet you own your own house, don't you?
I'm going to close on my first house.
Winner, winner.
And ding, ding, ding.
Winner. There you go. Look at that. Hey, hear that, Rezo? How's he doing? Look at Asher, winner.
Yeah.
So, Asher, what's going on up there?
Well, the house I'm actually buying, in the back, it's got one of those concrete patios with big, like, sections, like kind of like a pattern built out of it. With like,
is there space between, or are they all? Oh, okay, I got you.
Yeah, it's like 2x4s in the middle of there, and the 2x4s are all, half of them are rotted out, half of them are taken out.
They're in the ground?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, in between each of the sections.
Yeah.
So there's like these giant gaps now in between all the concrete sections.
Are they level, though, with each other, or are they different?
Yeah.
They all are? Level.
Yeah.
And then, and how big is the gap? It's like a 4x4. What was it before?
Like an inch and a half.
That mild? Oh, this was redwood strips laid on the side is
right,
what it
right,
was.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
That shit's got to be pulled out of there.
Yeah, that was all forming, too. They use that as a form and a look in the day. Wait, hold on. Let me take a guess here. Your house was built in, or the one you're about to purchase was built in 64.
Nah, 50.
Oh, wow.
Close.
Yeah.
Well, the fucking patio's out back, Ray. It could have been done anytime.
That's true.
Exactly.
All right. Hey, so check it out. I think you should haul that shit out of there and put a different colored concrete instead.
Just take out the concrete slabs?
No. Take the wood out.
Yeah, just replace the wood with some hard material and keep a cool pattern, maybe, and just fill that up with...
Or I'd even, you know what? Are weeds coming through it or anything like that?
No, not right now.
Gravel.
Gravel, yeah, I'd do some gravel.
Yes.
Some decorative gravel. Or
decompose.
You know what you can
granite.
Do? Yeah, use D&G. Decompose granite, tamp it down. It's a good look, very low maintenance, and you don't have to sweat anything. Meaning
really?
You don't really have to do much work.
Well, yeah, I don't want to work.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, but you got to get rid of the redwood because it's going to rot anyway. Get rid of it. Get some D&G. Figure out how many square feet you have of it. Probably only need what?
Square inches.
Nah, he's going to need a couple. He's going to need a couple.
Well,
whatever.
It depends on how deep the wood is that he pulls out.
It's
how
four
much?
Inch, three and a half.
Well, he doesn't have any out. Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's two. It's 2x4.
Right.
Oh, it's 2x4 on the edge.
On edge, right? So figure out how many square feet you have, fill it all up, and you'll be fine.
All right.
Use D&G. It's easier. It's compact it with like a single jack sledge. You know, tamp it all down. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Maybe before doing that, throw some black plastic in there so you won't get any
Ray, barrier.
Yeah, just get some barrier in there so you won't get any weeds growing up through it. Because that's always a horrible look.
Right. Yeah.
Well, you got another question?
No, that's it, man.
Right on.
Give me some more.
Well, good luck.
We like you.
How's the weather?
Cold.
What is it over there now?
Tell me how many degrees.
It's like 45 right now.
What's the nighttime?
It's like dropping down to 20.
Ooh.
You know, I think next week, what's the itinerary here, fellas? Next week I'm going to be in Montana, right? You going to come see me out there?
we'll be in Butte.
We're going to be in
Butte. No, I'm not going to Butte. You have fun there.
Hey, come on. The whole show's going down there, you know? That's what we do. We do it. We aim to please.
In Butte. What are you doing in Butte?
I'm kidding.
I was just messing around.
I'm doing my Adam. That was my Adam. You didn't know that?
No, I didn't catch it. No.
Jesus. Come on, Asher.
I'm sorry, man.
All right, man. You have a good day.
Yeah, you too. We'll talk to you later.
All right, man. Take it easy.
Thank you. And hey, you know what? Again, go to aceontheroof.com, click the PayPal button, and subscribe, please. Follow us on Twitter, Ace on the House, Facebook.com, Ace on the House. Follow me on Twitter, Ray Oldhoffer. Rate us on iTunes, you guys. Give us a good iTunes. And don't miss Ray and Lorenzo every Saturday on iTunes. Our app, the Adam Carolla app, everybody has it. Ray and Lorenzo's on there, too. Chris, what do you got going today?
Let's do some freestyling, Ray. Let's come on. I got another story.
Yeah. What? Yeah. Go ahead. Let's do it.
I really didn't have a story. I just thought we...
Do an Adam impersonation. Well, do an Adam. Just do it.
Where's the almonds? These ones are too salty. I like the ones from Trader Joe's. No, don't. God damn it.
Who
left this open?
Jesus Christ. How many times I got to say it? Matt! Matt, listen, I need directions over to the Home Depot. I want you to talk me through it on the phone while I'm driving. Matt!
Somehow having two fake Adams is worse than the one real one.
Can you pick up a case of nectarines from Costco?
How many times have I told you? Hey, listen, now go get the car washed, and when you come back, I want you online. Do you know what a fucking sawhorse is, for crying out? How old are you?
It's like trying to get Lynette to water the pots. Water the pots.
Matt, where'd you get those shoes? Would you come here and look at these shoes this kid's wearing?
I don't care how many times I tell him to put the silverware.
And with that, from Chris, my good buddy. Hey, thanks for being here, Chris. Did a good job.
Are we done already?
And we're wrapping this up. Yeah.
Oh,
hey,
man.
Hey, what am I trying to do here? I'm trying to rap. Well, you got to talk over me? What the fuck is wrong with you? Jesus Christ, Ray. I'm trying to get out of here. I got shit to do.
Let's rap.
From Matt, the Porcelain Punisher, Gary, who we love and has a good frame, and me.
Oh, wow. Subscribe on iTunes or visit aceontheroof.com. This is Corolla Digital.